If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn on Laguna's only FMKX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and coaching. So this morning, we're going to be talking about two methods for working with chaos, and they're from the book When Things Fall Apart by Pema Chodron, which we've been doing a lot of reading out of. So the chapter is actually on three methods, but we're really going to cover two very important methods today. And it's from chapter 19, and it starts out, "The main point of these methods is to dissolve the dualistic struggle, our habitual tendency to struggle against what's happening to us or inside of us. These methods instruct us to move toward difficulties rather than backing away. And we don't get this kind of encouragement very often." So what she's talking about is that when we're practicing meditation, we're practicing freeing ourselves from the burden of our narrow perspectives, from shutting down or closing off to other perspectives. She goes on to say that we're burdened by people with whom we live, by ongoing daily situations, but most of all from our own thoughts. And the practice of meditation allows us to connect with what is our birthright, our basic goodness, joy, and openness that exist in every moment in life. And we can allow more spaciousness, more freedom. Times are difficult globally, and it's essential that we learn how to relate sanely with these difficult times. We don't need to add more depression, more discouragement, or more anger to what's already here. So here she talks about two traditional methods for relating to difficulties more directly. And the first one is called shamatha vipassana, but it's also known as no more struggling. And it's where we notice that whatever arises in our minds, we simply call it thinking. It's called labeling. And so everything that arises in our awareness, in our mind, we simply label it thinking, and we go back to the simplicity and the immediacy of our breath. And whatever arises, we can look at it with a non-judgmental attitude. The second method is called using poison as medicine, where we can use difficult situations, what's known as poison, according to Pema, as fuel for waking up and seeing things differently. And this practice is called tonglen. So we've got two practices that we're going to be doing today. The first one is shamatha or vipassana. Some people call it vipassana. And the other one is called tonglen. And she goes on to say, when anything difficult arises, instead of trying to get rid of it, we breathe it in. The three poisons in life are passion, also include craving and addiction, aggression, and ignorance. And usually we think that these things is something to get rid of. And the attitude of tonglen instead is to breathe it in, and they become the seeds of compassion and openness. In tonglen, we learn to let go of the storyline and breathe in the feelings behind it all. And with this, we have an opportunity to connect with everyone who's experienced these same poisons, these same experiences. So we're breathing in for everybody. We can do this with the wish that all of us can be free of suffering, and we can breathe out, sending this sense of big space, freshness, ventilation, and openness. And we can learn that everything that occurs is not only usable and workable, but is actually part of the path of waking up itself. So that is what Pema has to say from When Things Fall Apart about two of the methods of working with chaos. And that's what we're going to do today, the chaos that exists in our own minds, in our own environment, and certainly in the bigger world around us, and how the practice of meditation allows us to deal with our feelings about it first, instead of reacting and adding more suffering to our environment, more suffering to our world. So why don't you find yourself a nice, comfortable position so we can get started. You'll want to sit with your feet either firmly planted on the floor if you're sitting in a chair or on a couch, and allow your back to be supported. Or if you're sitting cross-legged on the floor, you ought to put a cushion underneath your hips so your knees can fall and your low back will be a little bit more comfortable. Let your hands rest in your lap. They can either be palms down on your thighs, or you can rest your hands in your lap with your left hand resting on top of your right hand and let your thumbs touch. This Zen mudra really helps with focus. We're going to start off taking 3 deep breaths, in through the nose and nice and slow out of the mouth. And again, in through the nose and blowing nice and slowly. Great. One more of those. Inhale deeply and really control that exhale as you blow out slowly. And you should start to feel like you're settling down and bringing your awareness from the outside distractions, the outside world, to your inside intentions. And now allow your breath to go in and out of your nose. Just notice the temperature of the air as it comes in. Perhaps it's cool and dry, like it is where I am. And it's so much warmer and moister when it's released from the body. Really tuning into the differences. Noticing if your breath is deep or shallow. Whether it's fast or slow. Just letting it be exactly as it is. Not worrying about right or wrong. None of that stuff is important. And for a few breaths, you're going to label the inhale and label the exhale as you breathe, just silently to yourself. Inhale and exhale, really focusing the mind on the breath. And now move your breath and your awareness down into the bottoms of your feet. Into your toes and arches and ankles, and then up into your shins and your calves, and then further up into your knees, your thighs, just scanning the lower legs, letting them be heavy and let them support you. Then move your awareness into your hips, in your low back and low belly, the floor of the pelvis softening, the belly softening, really letting go of any holding that you're doing there. Noticing your ribs and the sides of your body and your middle back, perhaps supported by something behind you. Your chest, under your arms. And draw your shoulder blades down your back. Let them tuck in like wings. Softening and lifting the heart. Spread your collarbones wide and let your shoulders drop to your elbows and your elbows down to your wrists and fingertips. And feel the weight and temperature and sensation of your hands and your lap. You can always connect with any part of the body during your meditation to remember where you are and what you're doing. Soften your jaw Let your teeth be parted. You can even let the tip of the tongue rest on the roof of your mouth. And your eyes roll down and forward, either opened or closed, whatever's comfortable for you. And imagine the crown of the head is held by a little string up towards the sky. So you can lift out of the spine, but you can allow the body to drop. Good. Now begin to notice the thoughts once we've let go of focusing on the body. Just let the thoughts drift in. Sort of like catching your thoughts like a butterfly with a butterfly net, very gently. You imagine catching that thought, really looking at it, regarding it directly, and saying to yourself, thinking. And then step back into the breath. Whatever's happening, the inhale or the exhale in that moment, label that breath. Inhale. Exhale, labeling the thoughts, returning to breath. And we're going to do this practice for a few minutes on our own before we move into our Tonglen practice. Thank you. Notice your thinking. Notice your breath and how your body feels. And connect with any of the thoughts that you've been having, what the underlying feelings are. Is it worry, sadness, planning, excitement? Whatever it is, instead of trying to get rid of it, we're going to inhale that feeling even more deeply, with that recognition that we're really breathing in the same feeling that everybody feels at times, that we're not alone in this moment. In fact, more connected to others through discomfort and suffering. So we breathe it in deeply with the intention of breathing it in for everyone. And as we breathe out, we really wish the release of suffering to ourselves and others. This is Tonglen practice, inhaling whatever makes us uncomfortable with the intention of connecting to all those who've experienced it, and breathing out a wish for peace, a wish for ease and release from suffering to others. And we're going to practice our Tonglen for a few minutes here together.
Thank you.
If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. And we're practicing two methods for dealing with chaos in life. The first one, shamatha, is identifying our thinking and learning how to come back to the simplicity of our breath. And the second is tonglen, where we let go of the storyline and we really breathe in the feelings behind it. With this opportunity to connect with everyone who has experienced these same feelings, we breathe it in for everybody, and then we breathe out a wish for freedom. Sending out this sense of a huge space and openness.
Thank you.
Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body feels in this moment and your state of mind. Really let things be perfect just the way they are. Let this meditation practice be exactly what you need it for the moment, without judgment. Bring your breath into the base of your spine and inhale up your back and exhale down your front, making a circle on the spine, a circle of breath. Inhaling up and exhaling down a few times. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn at Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28 in downtown Laguna. You can call us at 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. This is Lori and I. Thank you for listening, and I wish you peace along your way today.